the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let's rise on our feet this morning as we praise the name of our Lord. The Lord is good to us all the time. He's holy, he's faithful, he's righteous, he's an awesome God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your holy name, Lord, we bow. Place you on the highest place.
For you, Lord.
For cannot withhold anything else. You have already given it all. Hallelujah. Anything else that we hear is a lie. Hallelujah. You have given it all. We worship.
Incredible God, you are incredible. Father, we bless your holy name. We thank you for your presence, for your anointing that destroys yokes and removes burdens. We're thankful, Lord, O God, that your word says to us that where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst of them. God, you are a spirit. And your word says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So this day we thank you for liberty, for freedom, for redemption, for healings, for miracles. We thank you, Lord, for the greatest gift of all, the saving of our souls. We thank you, Lord, O God, that you are our keeper, you are our shepherd. And Lord, O God, because you shepherd us, we lack nothing. Thank you, Father, that this day the yoke of darkness is destroyed, peace is granted. We walk in the fullness of joy, for in your presence there is joy. At your right hand, pleasures forevermore. We give you praise. The Lord, O God, that your thoughts concerning us are amazing. They are good thoughts. Lord, O God, today we say, let it be unto us according to thy word. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's good to see you. You may be seated. Well, before I say anything else this morning, even though it's 2 days past, I want us to say happy birthday to Mama. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank God for his faithfulness. In a few days from now, there is going to be a very special meeting here, captioned as Jesus 2026. People are going to be gathered from all over this nation to be here August the 7th and the 8th. I want you to take time to pray for this meeting, because we want to see revival take place in all of this society. Nothing happens by chance. As this special meeting takes place, I want to see breakthroughs in our community, amongst our indigenous peoples. As you can see, some of the speakers are very young, because God is doing something spectacular amongst the youth. Hallelujah. There's a revival brewing in Quebec right this very moment. And that grace is coming here, and it's landing right here at Glory and Peace Church. Amen. So pray for it. Let's trust God together for it. Amen? Before Mama comes, two more things I would like to say. If you've not registered for the special 50th anniversary celebration happening in September, make sure you register. Do so now, because the date for the gala, the collection for the names and everything, is going to wrap up by the end of this month. So you need to make sure that you signed up, paid up, and all of that. And if you have already registered and you've already paid, make sure that you've picked up your menu, because they're not, the hotel is not going to know what you want to eat by osmosis. So go back, check, and make sure that you already picked out your meal and your dessert and all of that. Is that okay? Yeah. All right. Now, don't say you were not told about the deadline. How many of you not received a registration? Let me ask that first. How many of you didn't get the information for registration? You didn't get it. Just raise your hand. Everybody got it? Okay, so make sure you register. Amen? Get it done. Praise the Lord. And finally, before Mama comes up, I want you to know that this morning we have a very special guest speaker. This is a mighty man of God. He carries a mighty grace upon his life that you need. Amen? You need it. What this man and this woman carries, you need. I need. We all need. Praise the Lord. So be very attentive this very morning. Don't allow anybody to distract you. And tonight, there's going to be a mighty impartation. This morning, I don't know all that he's going to do, but I know for sure tonight, he is going to lay hands and he is going to release something into your life. Don't miss it. You know, too many times people miss the time of their visitation. Every man of God carries something. Every man of God has. Are your fingerprints the same? Everybody? Well, we all have fingerprints, but they are all different. Do you all have DNA? DNA is the same? Are all snowflakes the same? Okay, you understand. Everybody carries something unique, something that is uniquely a marker from God, that wherever they went, they left. All God needs to look at is to see where the markers are. And sometimes, even though you've not been physically there, the marker continues through the people that you've marked. You need it. Don't say I didn't tell you. You need it. And those of you at home, watching on YouTube, Facebook, Zoom, and you're in town, better on Zoom yourself tonight, on YouTube yourself, on Facebook yourself, and be here. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Drag yourself here if you have to. Cancel appointments if you have to. You can always make new appointments. You only have him today. And Dr. Hope today. So don't miss it. Amen? Let's sing that incredible God. Just one run, and then Mama is going to come and pray with us.
You're running. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Thank you, worship team. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Good day, everyone. Well, I'm going to just make a quick announcement, and then we'll go into our prayer time. Praise the Lord. This our Sunday school is having their summer camp. Every year they do this outside, and the place is jam-packed with kids from the neighborhood. They won't come to church, but they do come to that. So make sure you are praying for that, that the children that are coming be saved, that their family will be saved. It's going to be taking place August 15. And from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday school department says they need volunteers, so they need parents to be involved. They need those of you who are grandparents. Everybody get involved. Amen? It's the opportunity to evangelize. If we don't tell them, they never come to Jesus. So come and help. All right. So, and then they need donations, so make sure you support that. When you give in your offering, don't give your tithe and offering to that, but give special offering towards children ministry, so they know that. So they're going to be serving the kids sandwiches, hot dogs, and all those type of things, you know. All right, so how many of you will support Sunday school? Everybody, I should have seen every hand up. How many of you will support Sunday school? Amen, praise the Lord. All right, what is the date again? August 15th. So I hope they had that announcement on the screen for you so others that are not here can see it. God bless you. All right, time to we're going to pray in a moment, and but before we pray this morning, we're going to read my scripture reading this morning is going to basically be our prayer. And then we'll pray for Israel, and I'll do a brief prayer, and just to give Archbishop more time to speak the word to our lives this morning. All right, turn your Bible to 2 Samuel chapter 2. 2 Samuel, did I say chapter 2? No, we need 22. 2 Samuel 22. I need 2. So 2 Samuel chapter 22. Then we're going to start reading from verse 31. But when you get home, read the whole chapter at your own time. Amen? Read it and pray through it. This is King David speaking. Verse 31. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He's a buckler to all them that trust in him. That word buckler there is your shield, is your protector, is your guarantor for safety. Somebody say, the Lord is my buckler. The Bible says the word of God is tried. You know, when something is tried, it's a word that you use for melting gold, melting silver, melting everything. So when we're going through hard times, sometimes it looks like God has gone on vacation, but he has not gone on vacation. He's purifying us. He's removing things from our lives, and he's trying to make a better way for us. Say, Lord, let your word try me. That is a good prayer to pray. Because when we go to heaven, the Bible says no wrinkle, no blemish, no spot. So you want all those spots and wrinkle and all those blemish and all those things I call monkeys jumping in the bush to get out of your life. So say, Lord, let your word try me. Most people don't pray that prayer. They always say, God, I need a new house. I need a new car. Those are invaluable. You need them here, but you don't need them where you are going. Say, Lord, try me. Try every member of my family. In other words, say, purify us. He's not punishing you. He's making you whole. Somebody shout hallelujah. May God be your shield and your buckler. And you're going out and you're coming in, you are protected. Your family is preserved. All the evil arrows flying by day or night, they are not your portion. They bypass you. So you are a no-fly zone. Somebody say, I'm a no-fly zone. Somebody shout hallelujah. He said, this is for them who trust in God. May you put your trust in God today. In the name of Jesus. The whole chapter is packed full. So that's why I say, take your time at home. Pray every verse. All right, let's rise and pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We magnify your holy name. We thank you for another day in God. We thank you that we are having a God day today. And in you, there is no crisis. In you, there's only Christ, Jesus Christ. Father, we bless your holy name. We are the children of the Most High God who have come to bless the Most High God. Father, we worship you. We magnify your name. We are thankful for the breath of life that you've given to us today. We are thankful for our families. We are thankful for our city. We are thankful for our nation. We are thankful for even our enemies. We thank you, God, that you will continue to magnify your name through our lives and through every member of our family. We thank you for salvation. And we thank you that you are in this service this morning. We expect you, O God, to move mightily in our midst, to draw our hearts to you, O God. We thank you, O God, for bringing us two special blessings today. You brought Archbishop and Bishop, and you brought them to us to come and minister to our city, to our church, to our nation. Father, let something powerful enter their spirit as they speak to us, O God, that the Spirit of the Lord will speak through them in the mighty name of Jesus, that none of your word will fall to the ground, but will fall on fettered hearts, that it will grow and bear fruit abundantly in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we welcome your holy presence. Have your way in this service, every part of it. In the mighty name of Jesus, let deliverance take place. Let healing take place. Let your word be rooted and grounded in our heart. Let our love multiply and increase in our heart towards you and towards one another. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, God, for healing your people, Lord. Speak healing and deliverance over them. We speak wholeness over them. We speak supernatural strength. We speak blessings and we speak prosperity and we speak your wealth, the things of God that are so wonderful. Download it into our spirit as we magnify your name. Now we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace within her walls. Prosperity to her palaces. Lord, we thank you, God, that you are a God who remembers. Remember your everlasting covenant you made with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Magnify yourself and manifest your word in the lives of your people. For your word says, all Israel shall be saved. Save all Israel, God. Save your people, Lord. May they begin to call Yeshua HaMashiach. Let the Messiah come back because they're still waiting, but it has come for us. Open their eyes. Open their ears. They receive you in the name of Jesus. Let them begin to say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And Father, we're beginning to hear that prayer now. May it begin to sound around the nation and turn your people back to you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. So let that blessing flow in Israel, flow in Canada, flow into Nigeria, flow into United States of America, flow into Gambia, flow into Senegal, flow into Brazil, flow into all the First Nations of the earth, flow into every home, every city, every nation where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord. Remember your people and save the nations in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, nations where people are serving God, the people always rejoice. Remove wicked leaders from all our nations and establish righteous leaders. And Lord, your word says, righteousness exalts a nation, and sin is a reproach. May righteousness flow in our nations. Where two or three are no God, for their sake, save them. Because of just one man, you save Nineveh. You can save. There are more than one or two people who are calling on God. Oh, even as rebellious as Jonah was, he turned back to you, you saved the whole nation. Save the nations where somebody's crying in their closet, in the churches, in the street. Save our nation. Bring revival to us in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for all our leaders, all our bishops, archbishops, pastors, prophets, apostles, every single one, workers of righteousness in the house of God, every single one, pastors, teachers, and all those who participate to make the house of God function. Remember them and bless them. Bless those who hear the sound of my voice. May they tune in and may their ear be pierced to this, service this morning. Bless the hearer and the doer. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the word that is coming to us with power, with grace, with favor, with mercy, healing, power, deliverance, wholeness, restoration, and the goodness of God. We receive all that you have for us today. Bless all our tithes and our offerings in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Apostle.
Praise the Lord. Before our speaker comes up this morning, I'd like to have you take him home with you. You say, how can I take him home with me? Well, you can take him home with you by getting a copy of his books. When a man writes, anointed by the Spirit of God, there is something that goes through his pen or his mouth into the pages. We grow by reading, by studying. Many a man or woman of God or person have been mentored by people they never met physically, but were mentored by reading something they wrote. Today I want you to do something really good for yourself. Get a copy. He has only about 10 books here. One is called Principles of Wealth Creation. I think I want that one for myself. You want it too? Okay, for you it's $1,000. $2,000. Okay. Then there's this one. Prosperity Now, not tomorrow, now. Prosperity Now. And then there's this one, Principles of Success. Praise the Lord. Now, you just need to look at the back of these books and see the impact of this man. Degrees and awards, just line upon line upon line upon line upon line. So you're not getting a junk mail, you're getting something very special. Amen? So, before you leave today, if you want one of these, or two, or whatever, let's have a donation of at least $10 to get a copy. Is that okay? If you can do 20, if you can do 30, it's a donation, but no less than 10. How is that? All right. Well, let's introduce the man of God. Praise the Lord. It's a great honor to have him with us. I met him first maybe about 3 years ago. I was speaking at a conference where he also was speaking. We happened to be in the same hotel. Our rooms were fairly close, you know, and we started chatting and we went down and had lunch or breakfast or something together. And then I found out he has family here in Manitoba, in Brandon. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He has three in Brandon. Wow. And they are ministers also, and they just had a great grandchild. So Mama is here, you know, doing the grandma thing. Hallelujah. A pioneer pastor, he broke ground in the capital city of Nigeria called Abuja. First Pentecostal pastor, and they're breaking that place open. Now Abuja has major pastors. You know, one of the churches there sits 100,000 people, but it started here. It started here. So let's welcome Archbishop John Daniel. Praise. Amen. Bless you, man of God. Bless you. Thank you.
This one. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh, we need to turn it on. There we go.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a good day.
Yes. Amen.
Why? Because of the day the Lord has
made.
And he said we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Somebody shout amen. It's just a blessing to be here. And I wanted to ask the link and just forward home, because a lot of our people would like to watch the link, the live stream. You can send it to Bishop. You know, just send it to you. Now send it to your WhatsApp. You send it to me, then I'll forward. Yeah, thank you. Please, Mama, come and greet the people. My wife of 42 years, please welcome her. Blessed with 4 kids and 6 grandchildren.
Hallelujah. When I entered here, I felt the love just behind there. 2 great men coming to shake me. I was blessed. I was loved. I felt loved. Thank you. You are wonderful people. And when we came, we sat down, the worship was something else. The Lord bless you. Keep loving God, keep serving him. I leave you with Acts of Apostles chapter 1, verse 7 says that, the people were asking, when will you restore the kingdom of Israel? They were thinking about that. When will you give me my baby? When will you help me get my green card? Or whatever you call it here, when will you do this for me? When will I get a good job? When will I move back to my country? They are always thinking about me, when will I? But Jesus was thinking about heaven, about the everlasting place. He said, it is not for you to know, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. When that baby comes, witness. When people come to gather to celebrate, let it be a witness that God has visited that family. So I leave you with this word. Keep evangelizing. If you are a woman, you are in the salon, talk to somebody. If you are in the office, use the situation to talk to somebody about Jesus. Before we came here, I saw one young boy sitting there. I said, do you know Jesus? He said, yes. Do you go to church? He said, no. How did you know Jesus? He said, he read somewhere. So I believe God will see us through this end time, because the coming of the Lord is at hand. May we go evangelizing. Get this place filled up. Get your heart filled up with Jesus. God bless you.
Thank you, Mama. God bless you. Amen. Let soul winning be your primary purpose. You know, sometimes we like to go to Pentecostal churches, but we don't want to do Pentecostal work. The reason for the Holy Ghost. So you shall receive what power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and unto the utmost part of the earth. So the purpose of the Holy Ghost is not just power to feel good. I feel good. It's power to be a witness, to love people to the kingdom. Come on, shout amen. So it's a blessing being here. Thank you, Bishop Zeno, and your precious wife. Thank you. Just did your birthday. Amen. Few days more young. Amen. Or a few years young. And thank you for standing by this great servant of the Lord and your children and grandchildren and this great church. God is faithful. Can I hear you shout amen? We are grateful to be part of what God is doing here. And we are so glad. Glory to God forevermore. And God, who had begun a good work in Glory and Peace Church, will establish it to the end. Because God never utters anything he does not intend to finish. Whatever God utters, he also finishes. Why? He is the author and he is the finisher. So whatever God utters in your life, he intends to finish it. God does not go halfway. God always goes full way, all the way to the end. And so we thank God for this privilege and for the joy of being called of the Lord, the joy of preaching the gospel of Jesus to the nations of the earth. On this 2-3 weeks trip now, I've been to Germany, Paris, and then came in to preach in New York and in Canada today. And I'm preaching here today in Winnipeg. And next Sunday, I'll be preaching in Houston, Texas. I'll be ready to go back home to Africa, United States of Africa. The capital is Abuja. Shout amen. What a great and mighty God we serve. Father, we thank you. I pray your word will be and a blessing to everyone that will hear me today. Thank you for what you are doing in this church, Glory and Peace Church. Thank you, Lord, because greater glory is ahead. Because we go from strength to strength, and we go from glory to glory. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, please, Glory and Peace Church, know one thing. The Bible says in Psalms 84 and verse 7, they go from strength to strength. Every one of them appeared before God in Zion. So when you stop coming to church, you stop getting strength. When you use your job as excuses not to be in the presence of God, then you have a problem in getting strength. Because the moment you appear in church, the Bible says they go what? From strength to strength. Every one of them that appears before God in Zion. So you're coming today is that you have come. As you have appeared, strength is coming for you for your next level. Can I hear you shout amen? Strength, unusual strength is coming for you. Come on, shout amen. Never give excuses not to appear because there is always a reason. People always have reasons to do whatever they're doing. Unfortunately, there are not enough crutches for all of the lame excuses. Did you hear me? There are not enough crutches for all of the lame excuses we give. This morning, the Lord has laid a word in my heart. And very quickly, we're going to go into it. It's one of my favorite scriptures. Psalms 25 and verse number 15. I hope you can hear me. Can you hear me? Am I too African? Am I accent? Okay. Because everyone have accent. If I can hear you, try to hear me. All right. My eyes are ever towards the Lord. For he shall pluck my feet out of the nets. Come on, shout amen. Friends, This is one of the most powerful declarations of the book of Psalms and by David. And one thing he establishes is that as long as you keep your eyes on the Lord, deliverance awaits you. He didn't say, maybe God will deliver me. He said, I know that God shall pluck my feet out of the net. Come on, shout amen. And friends, that declaration is the language of faith. You are not speaking because of what you are going through. You are speaking because of what the Word of God has established. The net here represents, you know, traps. The net represents what? Traps, delays, entanglements. All of this that seeks to destroy your personal life and testimony. Nets are designed to catch their victims. And sometimes when that happens, the nets are set that the victim does not even know that there was a net. They are like snares, according to Psalms 124. Traps, delays of life, stagnation, situations that cannot be explained. And those nets are designed to catch their victims without even realizing it. And by the time the victim realizes, it's late. And child of God, there are many invisible nets for families, for individuals, for young people, for old people. You are never too old to be trapped by the enemy. And you are never too young to be trapped by the nets of the enemy. We have the net of sin, the net of affliction, net of fear, the net of addiction to alcohol, addiction to pornography, addiction to debt. You know, there are people who just like to get credit cards. They prefer to live on credit. Nets of debt. Oh, man of God, pray for me. I'm indebted to $10,000. How did you get there? Nets of buying and buying and buying, even when things we don't need. Sometimes they call it net of sickness. Cancer, diabetes, and sometimes will be nets of broken relationships. My friend told me of a man, you know, just had a divorce with his wife after 56 years. I said, so what are they looking for? After you married a woman for 56 years and you want to go to the court and divorce, and then where are you going? Who'll take care of you in old age? These are old nets. These are all things that the enemy brings to us to destroy our joy and destroy our peace, destroy our future. We'll have also the nets of spiritual attacks, spiritual backwardness. Everything you do is not working. You get a job today, you lose it next month. Entrapments, entanglements, spiritual limitations, generational curses. But I join David this morning to declare that the Lord God is going to pull you out of every net that the enemy has put you into. If you believe that, shout hallelujah. God is able to pull out his people out of every net, out of every deterioration of life and backwardness and hindrances. And tears that people go through because of the storm that they are going through.
Many times we go through stuff that nobody even knows, even our husbands or wife don't even know. We cry secret tears because we are entangled in some circumstances and situations. We've struggled and tried everything to get out, but we are not out. But I came with a prophetic word all the way from Africa to declare to you that the Lord would pluck your feet out of the net in the name of Jesus. And I want to declare that there is no Christian that has arrived yet. We are all under construction. Every one of us. We are Christians, saints under construction. And we are going to be perfected only when we see him and become like him. See him as he is. Come on, God will deliver us. I say God will deliver us. Now look at this scripture that correlates what I'm trying to say or share. Psalms 124. Psalms 124. Someone shout, I'm coming out. Oh, come on, shout, I'm coming out. My feet is coming out. I'm coming out of every net, every snare. Coming out. That devil is a liar. My feet is going to be plucked out of that net. In verse 1 of Psalms 124, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, the good news is that God is on your side, child of God. Come on, say, God is on my side. I say, God is on my side. Tell your neighbor, God is on your side. So you can relax. You are coming out. You are going to enjoy God's liberty on every side of your life. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they have swallowed us up quick. When men rise up against you, they want to just finish you. But God swallows us quick when their net or their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our souls. The proud waters had gone over our soul. But blessed be the Lord who had not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped. Come on, somebody shout, my soul is escaped. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Come on, hallelujah. Every snare the enemy set against your life, against your business, against your family, there is a declaration today that the snare is broken. This is not the word of John Praise. This is the word of the Lord. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I like that. Somebody shout, my help. Come on, talk to me. Say, my help is in the name of the Lord. Who made heaven and earth. Come on, my help is not in the government of Canada. My help is not in the government of United States or my country, Nigeria. My help is not in a witch doctor's house. My help is in the name of the Lord. Why? Because the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous runs in there and they are saved. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. Come on, somebody shout, my help is coming. My help is coming. Oh, daughter of Zion, help is coming. That cervical cancer, that breast cancer, help is coming. That chest pain, that attack from the pit of hell, help is coming. That indebtedness, that poverty level of your life, help is coming. That ill health, that untimely death in your family, help is coming. Help is coming. And child of God, help doesn't come from abroad. Help comes from above. And that which is from above is above all. Somebody shout amen. My help doesn't come from the credit card company. My help coming from the Lord. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, who is the treasurer. And when God is your supplier, you lack nothing. my God shall supply all of my needs. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. People ask me, man of God, even my colleagues and friends, kind of like jealous. This year alone I've been to almost 10 countries. How do you make it? And I don't fly economy. I don't know. He supplies all my needs because I'm on a mission. And you know, my purpose is stronger than my opposition. And therefore I am unstoppable. Come on, shout amen. How do you do it? I said, I don't know. But he supplies all my needs. Every time I need it, sometimes they send a ticket. Sometimes I buy my tickets. I don't even ask. If you don't send ticket, I'm not going to preach. No. Because the church that I'm preaching for, they are just giving me a platform. They did not employ me. My employer is in heaven. And he pays my bills. I say he pays my bills. I was preaching in France a few years back, and the pastor, the bishop, was to send me a ticket. He didn't have money to send me 2,000 euro to get my ticket, you know, get a premium economy. They didn't have the money. So I said, okay, we'll make it the next year when you can buy the ticket. And as we finished the conversation, the Holy Spirit said to me, is it him that called you or I call you? I said, sir, you called me. I said, fine. You can go on that trip. If you believe me, I said, yes, sir, I believe you. I said, okay, I'm going to get money and buy the ticket. And I did. And this is it. So I called him back and I said, well, the Lord said, you didn't call me, he called me. So I'm coming. He said, sir, you'll be able to? I said, don't worry, I'm coming. Because it was just a one-night meeting. Saturday night, then fly to London to preach again in another church. So I got in there, rested in the hotel, arrived in the morning, 6, 7 a.m., and then got to the hotel. The service was going to be 6 p.m. or 5. No, it was, 4 p.m., afternoon service. So I got to the meeting and preached my heart, blessed people, lay hands, and I was just so glad I did, and I fulfilled, you know, the purpose of God for my life. That didn't have to postpone till the following year. So I finished preaching. These great ladies came with a husband and the three children from Germany, and they came in for that service. And they were so excited. She said, sir, you bless me. I've never had the word this way. I'm just so blessed, my husband and I. Please pray and bless us. And I said, okay, kneel down, I pray, bless them. And then she said something. She was holding an envelope in her hand. And she said, you know what? The Lord just told me that every money I have in this envelope, I should give it to you for missions. I said, oh, you heard God very well. you know what, Bishop? I went to the hotel room and checked. It was 3,000 euro. I said, I've never met her. That was the first time I'm meeting her with a family. Because God pays the bills. And even those over. Come on, shout amen. Amen. He's my employer. And wherever he sends me, he pays the bills. I was in South Korea last year, and so far it pays, and the bill was almost 12 million of our money or currency. I can't even remember. Went for a world mission. You know, the World Evangelical Alliance. And from there we went to another conference in Jeju, an island in South Korea. And what was it? It was the man, Dr. Chung, what was his name, who has a vision for 1 billion souls by the year 2033. Oh, my God. 1 billion souls. A man is not thinking about mansions built for himself. He's not thinking about buying a private jet or plane. He's thinking about how to win 1 billion souls. I say, I'm in this. I'm in this. And the Lord provided. Made some of the greatest contacts and had a great conference in that place. So, my friend, know this, that your help comes only from God. Come on, shout hallelujah. And very quickly, can I be time? I need to know my time because it's like, I know the long time is 11:18. I thought it would give me a time so that I'll be looking at how many minutes more I have. Bishop, you can whisper to me when am I stopping?
Okay, you are witnesses, so I should go ahead. All right, don't worry, I won't take your time much. Now, I want to give you a few reasons why God will pluck your feet out of the nets. I have about 10 or 12 here, but we'll talk about whichever one. I don't know. When it once it is quarter to 12 or thereabout, I should stop. Number one reason, say it, because my eyes are fixed on him. Because your eyes are fixed on the Lord. He said, because my eyes are ever toward you. The reason why many Christians suffer some things is because of broken focus. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Where are you? I mean, where are you looking at? Who do you depend on? Who do you trust? My eyes are ever toward you. Therefore, you will pluck my feet out of the net. Your deliverance begins with focus. And focus on the right thing. Come on. In Psalm 34, verse 5, they looked up to him and their faces were lightened and they were not ashamed. Keep looking unto Jesus. Come on, shout hallelujah. No, not the people. Okay, let me give you this scenario. In Matthew 14, when the disciples were all afraid, when they saw Jesus walk on the sea, they thought it was a ghost. And Jesus spoke and said, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter stepped on the water and began to walk towards Jesus, walking on the water, walking on the water. Oh, my God. He was very excited. And I'm sure the other disciples were envious while they were sitting inside the ship. But Peter now took an adventure. Woo! I've never walked on water. This is good. Thomas, stay there. I'm going to Jesus. On the water. I'm going. I think he got too excited that when the small wind blew, he said, he began to look at the wind, took his eyes off Jesus, he began to sink. That's the problem. When we take our eyes off him and we fix our eyes on the circumstances, we fix our eyes on the situation, we go down. Never stop looking at Jesus. There is nobody who can fix it like he does. No one who can fix your problem like Jesus does. Keep looking at him. Keep focusing on him. Come on, shout amen. Amen. As you looked at him, you will never be disappointed. My eyes are ever towards you. Let there be no broken focus if you're going to enjoy the deliverance that God brings. Peter walked on water while his eyes remained on Jesus. But the moment he looked at the wind, he began to sink. You will not sink. Whatever captures your attention will eventually shape your faith. Be careful what catches your attention. Whatever catches your attention will eventually shape your faith. Keep looking. Don't come and say, well, I want to go to Grace, Glory, and Peace Church and want to see. How is it like there? You know, there are people who have 10 churches in 1 year. Or they move to, let's say, at least 2-3 churches in 1 year. They stay here 1 month, 2 months, they move to another church. My friend, stay focused. It is they that be planted in the house of the Lord that flourishes like a palm tree. Stay focused. I believe every one of you that comes here, God gives you an assignment. Please stay focused on your assignment. Keep your eyes on God's promises. Keep your eyes on God's enabling power. Keep your eyes on God's faithfulness. Come on, shout amen. Not on the size of the trap. He will pluck my feet out of the net. But child of God, keep your eyes on God's promises. Because whatever God promises, he does it. His promises are yea and they are amen. Keep your faith and your eyes on God's power. God's anointed. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Keep your eyes on God's faithfulness. Come on, shout amen. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases.
His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Woo. Shout amen. Amen. Number two, the reason why you pull your feet out of the net is because God sees every trap. Things may be hidden from men, but they are not hidden from God. God sees every hidden trap that the enemy has set against your life. Hunters hide nets beneath leaves. My father used to be a hunter, and when he's putting a trap to catch a bush rat or bush rabbit, he does it very well. And the bush rat will never suspect. They may even put some grains or something they know the animals love, so the animals jump around, see some things, and not knowing it's a trap. Just like those of you that go on fishing. You know, you don't just throw your hook in there. No, you put some things, some bits, you know, to add the fish. Say, oh, this is good. This is good. No, no, it's a trap. People set traps, hidden. But it's never can be hidden from God. Come on, shout hallelujah. The devil can hide temptation behind pleasure. But nothing is hidden from God. Psalms 121 says, the God that keeps Israel neither sleeps nor slumber. God is awake 24-7, like we say it in the present day. God is awake 24-7. Come on, he never sleeps nor slumber. So don't ever think when you go through stuff that God has forgotten about your matter, that God has forgotten about your case. He neither sleeps nor slumber. Before Satan lays a trap, God already knows where the trap is. That's why prayer is very important. Mama was praying today. It's our shield and buckler, our stronghold. We cannot but depend on him. He knows where every trap is, and he knows what the enemy has done. So he will set you free because he loves you. He loves you. Number three, because God is a master deliverer. So he will pull my feet out of the net. Through our scripture, God delivers. All right? We read stories about Noah. Delivered Noah from the flood. For 400 years, there was no rain, and God told Noah to build an ark. Everybody laughed, but Noah kept to God's word and kept to God's promises. Can I hear you shout amen? Noah, therefore, got victory. God delivered Joseph from prison. You know, Joseph, that young boy, went through a lot. By in the hands of his brother, sometimes your temptation, sometimes you are trapped, will come from family members who hates your progress and hate your ghost. I mean, that you have the audacity. God delivered Israel from Egypt after 430 years of hard labor. But God came and said, I've seen your affliction and I've seen your labor and I'm come down to deliver you. So I don't care how long you've been in that situation, either a habit, an addiction, or whatever, God can bring you out. He specializes in delivering people. Daniel in the lion's den. I don't know if it was Daniel in the lion's den or the lions in Daniel's den. Hallelujah. And he goes, how can you explain that the lion couldn't eat up Daniel? So who was calling the shots? Daniel was calling the shots. So Daniel was not in the lion's den. The lions were in his den to decide what must happen. Glory to God. And Nebuchadnezzar came and said, didn't we cast in? Okay, no, it's for the four children. And he said, Daniel, he said, here I am. He said, did your God whom you serve continuously deliver you? And of course, God delivered him. God will deliver you from the lions of life. The three Hebrew children from the fire. That's when Nebuchadnezzar said, we cast in three men. How come I'm counting one or two, three, four, oh, four, three. Oh, what's going on? What's happening? And the fourth looks like the Son of God. That's to confirm that he will be with you in trouble. That when you pass through the fire, I will be with you. Through the waters, I will be with you. Say, Lord, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
That's why you can't hurt missionaries easily, because they carry the presence of God. He said, preach the gospel. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. And say, and Lord, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the earth. Preach the gospel, making disciples of all nations. So he delivered the three Hebrew children. Even in the fire, Jesus appeared in the fire with them. Delivered Peter from prison. Peter was sleeping between three contingents of soldiers. I said, how can Peter sleep when he was to be killed the next day? No wonder. That's what he says, be anxious for nothing. Because he was there. But in everything, by prayers and supplication, let your request be made known. Be anxious for nothing. Because when he was to be killed, he was sleeping. But the church was praying. So sometimes you need to let your pastor sleep. But you've got to pray. You've got to pray if you're going to get him on and alive. He was sleeping. Even when the angels came to deliver him, he didn't know it was the angel. So why is, who is disturbing my sleep? Just leave me. Let me enjoy, you know. Some of you, when you sleep and you make a loud noise, you know what it means? It's sleep that makes sound. Sound sleep. So if you have a husband that makes noise, don't hate him. Just look for something to help you block your ears and sleep. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? There are people who cannot sleep. And God has blessed your husband with good sleep, and you are complaining. Or God has blessed your wife with good sleep, the sleep that makes sound, and you are complaining. There are some people who cannot sleep. So thank God for the gift of sleep. Shout hallelujah. He delivered. If he delivered them all, then God can deliver you. I don't have the time to go into details of all that God delivered. But if God can deliver those people, then God can deliver you. Come on, shout, God can deliver me. Number four, why he's going to pluck my feet out of the net is because it's no net is stronger than God's almighty hand. No net. I don't care how meticulously set they did it. No net of the enemy is stronger than the almighty hand of God to deliver you. I mean, look at what happened. Look at what happened the days of the children of Israel in Egypt. Egypt was the strongest world power then. And yet God delivered the children of Israel after 430 years in servitude, in hard labor, because God is stronger. God is a stronghold. It's a strong tower. They said, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs to it and they are saved. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. He didn't save him from some troubles. He saved him out of all his troubles. Come on, shout, God will save me from all troubles. Hallelujah. The net may be strong, but God's hand is stronger. He's the Almighty God. Isaiah declares, no weapon, form, fashion, or design against me that shall prosper. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. No weapon form against you that shall prosper. When God reached to every situation, every change breaks. Every chain must give way because God is the Almighty. When he stepped in Acts 16, 25, in the case of Paul and Silas, we were singing. And God came in and the prison doors were shaking and the foundation of the prison was shaking. And the prison doors were open. And Paul and Silas came out. And everyone that was in that prison, God escaped. Because when God brings deliverance to you, it affects your family. It affects everyone around you. Come on, shout hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Every chain must break. Number five. Reason why God will pluck your feet out of the net is because God's mercy is greater than your mistakes. God's mercy is greater than your mistakes. Sometimes we step into the net ourselves. When men went to war, David stayed behind.
The problem of David and Bathsheba, was it the fault of Bathsheba to bathe? Maybe they didn't have bathrooms then, so she stood outside and she was bathing. And the king was at the top roof of the top of his house and was looking. He was looking at the wrong thing. Those days where our church was young, and you know, had some of these young people that were coming dressed and skimpy, and they come sit in front of the row. And that girl was coming to the church for the first time. So she's coming from the world. She was dressed like the world. And I could see some of my pastors, including my wife, they were restless. Because that girl was not well seated. And she was exposed. And they came to me, what do we do? I said, leave her alone. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, not looking down on what people are wearing. Looking unto Jesus. Leave her alone. Everybody focus. Do you know she was the first person that gave her life to Christ when altar call was made? Today she's a pastor's wife. Can you imagine if I was violently, all the ushers took her? She may just walk out of the church and will never see her. You have to catch the fish before you wash it. You have to bring the fish out of the river. His steadfast love never ceases. What does it say? We stepped to the net ourselves. David did. By looking at the, you know, naked woman. And when everybody was going to war. And got into trouble. Jonah was asked to go and preach in Nineveh. He paid money to run away from God. He paid his own fear into trouble. And the sheep began to become boisterous. And at the point they had to throw him out of the sheep. When they threw him out, either the fish swallowed Jonah or Jonah swallowed the fish. One must have swallowed the other. But you know, Jonah prayed in the belly of the whale. And God vomited him out. He paid money to go to Tarshish. So he used his own hand to enter into his own net. Peter denied Jesus 3 times. And when Jesus told him, he said, no, God, Jesus, maybe you were 5 and 6. I cannot deny you. Just one little girl came and Peter said, I don't know this man you're talking. I've never seen him in my life. Please don't disturb me. Let me enjoy this fire. And the cock crew. Peter wept. Well, you know, Peter put himself out. But when Jesus resurrected, he said, go tell the disciples, and Peter also. It means Peter has removed himself as being part of the disciples. But Jesus put him back. Friends, God restored all of them. Mercy leaves people that judgment will leave behind. Mercy will lift up people that judgment will leave behind. If you repent, God restores. He's a God of restoration. If you repent, God restores. Steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Hallelujah. God's mercy is greater than your mistakes. God's mercy. Listen, friends, mistakes are normal in the journey of life. Those who don't make mistakes don't make any other thing. It's better to make mistakes, to be a manufacturer, make mistakes, than just saying, I don't want to make a mistake. I just want to stay. The man that produced the electric bulb, Thomas Edison, tried 999 times and failed. But at the 1,000 times, he got it. At one time, his workshop and everything got burned down. And so his technical staff said to him, sir, see all our toil. All these years, we have lost everything. And Thomas Edison said, no, our mistakes have just been borne down so we can start again. My friend, attitude is very important. If you think you have lost, you are losing. But if you think you can never lose, you remain a winner. Don't be a victim, be a victor all the time. That's what God has designed us to be, more than conquerors. Can I hear you shout hallelujah? The mercy of God will locate you. So even if you make mistake and enter into that situation by your own mistake, the mercy of God will locate you. As long as you are ready to say, Lord, I'm sorry. I repent.
Shout amen. And number six, I'm closing at number seven. We're coming back this evening. I'm going to take time to pray. Every net, every entanglement, I'm going to take time to lay hands on us this evening and to really pray for liberation. Pray for God to set you free. So I'll take the remaining five and then we'll pray in the evening. But this evening is going to be mainly a prayer time because God is going to lift you, bring you, pull you out of every net. Number six, because God has a purpose for your life. Come on, shout hallelujah. He said in Jeremiah 29, verse 11. I have plans for you, and those plans are plans of good and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, say the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. I wish everyone in this city will know something about, you know, Glory and Peace Church. They'll all locate here. Because God says thoughts of peace. So when God, what God is doing is just thinking about you is peace. Nothing more but peace. And not of evil, to give you an expected end. He said they are thoughts to bless you, not to harm you, to prosper you. Come on, shout hallelujah. God will do great things for you. The enemy attacks purpose. Why? Because destiny frightens hell. The enemy attacks your purpose. Just as dreams attracted attacks from his own brothers. Moses' calling attracted Pharaoh. Jesus' mission attracted the cross. The greater the purpose, the greater your warfare. And if you mind your position, you lose your position. But I want you to know that purpose is greater than opposition. Jesus was a little boy of 2 years old. And yet Herod was very powerful and strong. But because of the purpose of Jesus, Herod couldn't even tell where he was. God was always in touch with the mother and the father and, you know, take them off. Until eventually, they said in Matthew chapter 2, and when Herod died, the angel came and said, Herod is dead. Up, take the baby and go home. For those who seek his life are dead. Come on, friends. Your purpose will always prevail. The purpose of God in your life will always prevail. Come on, shout hallelujah. Don't be surprised that it seems to go through a lot in your life. A lot in your marriage. A lot in your business. Don't be surprised. Because the greater your purpose, the greater the warfare that you go through, the greater your purpose. You know, when we're young preachers, we say, just come to the Lord, everything will be all right. Sweetheart, we will later realize when you come to the Lord, all hell is let loose. And many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of it all. Come on, shout hallelujah. So when you're going through stuff, don't think because God has forsaken you. One of my late mentors and father in ministry, the late Archbishop Benson Idahusa, will say, you know, that the only time God answers presence is when you are in trouble. Because God is a present help in times of trouble. Come on, shout amen. If you see anyone going through trouble in church, get close to them. Because God is very close. You get your prayers very easily answered. Come on, shout praise the Lord. The greater your purpose, the greater the warfare. But the good news is that God's purpose in your life will always prevail. Herod couldn't overcome Jesus. Jeremiah said, I'm but a child. God said, shut up. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And I ordained you a prophet unto the nations. Shut up. Come on, shout hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Our time is off. Stand. We'll continue at number seven in the evening. Because number seven is a good one. Because Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. That's why he will plug your feet out of the net. But let's take that in the evening. Let's stand to pray. Father, we thank you. Yes. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we give you glory. Lift up your voice and say, Father God, I thank you for your word. Today, pluck my feet out of every net, out of every net, out of whatever the enemy has done in my life. I refuse to die in my trouble. Raka Pashata. My eyes are ever toward the Lord.
For he shall pluck my feet out of the net. I will never stop looking unto you, Jesus. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. Father, mother, children, let's learn to have our focus on him. Lift up your voice and pray this this morning and give him thanks because he's ever willing and ready to deliver you, to set you free, plug your feet out of the net. Father, we thank you. You are worthy, oh God. Plug our feet out of the net. Jesus, give us victory. Jesus, give us victory. We look up to you, and they look up to him, and their faces were lightened, and they were not ashamed. Lord, we will not be ashamed. Whatever the enemy is doing, we will not be ashamed. God, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. We bless your name. You are glorious and wonderful. Glory to the Lamb forevermore. Thank you, precious Father. Lift up your hands. Lord, I declare your blessing over this congregation. Lord, because our eyes are fixed on you, you pluck our feet out of the nets. Let there be mighty deliverances. Every net of addiction, every net of sin, every net of entanglement, every net of stagnation, every net of emotional chaos, bring us out in the name of Jesus. Lord, every family that is struggling with their children that are in addiction, I declare mighty deliverance today. I break the stronghold of addiction. I break the stronghold of addiction in the name of Jesus. Take authority over mental derailment. I decree in the name of Jesus, those children will not be destroyed. Take authority over every mental derailment. I declare liberty. I declare liberty in the name of Jesus. Bible says sin shall not have dominion over you. Therefore, I declare everyone under the yoke of sin, sin today, from today shall not have dominion over you. I declare you at liberty in the name of Jesus. Freedom from everyone. And it says, if the Son therefore shall set you free, then you shall be free indeed. I declare liberty for everyone. I declare liberty for everyone. Thank you, precious Father. I give you glory. I give you praise. Ah, Karabush Talia. Every demonic influence over your life that takes the desire of God's word away from you, take your heart away from God and from church, I declare you've been brought back in the name of Jesus. I declare that first love being restored. I declare your first love being restored. Thank you, my Father. Is there anyone here this morning? You know you are not born again. You are not saved. Maradushitaya. Can you raise your hand? I want to pray for you. I want to say, man of God, pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. I know I'm not sure I come to church. But it didn't say if anyone is in church. It said, no, if any man be in Christ. It's a new creature. Is there anyone? I want to say, I want to give my life to the Lord. If anyone be in Christ, it's a new creature. Thank you, Father. Libra da kataya. Father, thank you. You make all things beautiful. Saved everyone. Pluck our feet out of the net of the enemy. The devil is not stronger than you, oh God. Therefore, give us liberty in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. Lord, I give you praise. Sarabush engezoto pradakaya. There are some that are going through the net of poverty. Get one job, they lose it. Money comes, they never know what they are using the money and how the money gets finished. I break that stronghold of the enemy.
Jesus, my
God. He said, for his seed that giveth thee power to make wealth. Receive that power for abundance. The anointing for wealth creation. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. I give you glory. Now, listen to this announcement. I'm done, but listen to this announcement. Please pick any of those books and give an offering, submission offering. You are giving $10, $1, $20, $50, $100, whatever the Lord lay in your heart. That helps us take the mission work to the next cities of the world. But listen, the Lord told me that during the offering time, I'm not going to call you out. Some of you need to give a daring seed, what I call a battle seed, to fight every demon fighting your life.
It could be $1,000. It could be $500. You sign it separately from your offering. You can do a combined check, add the offering and add that one in, or do a transfer, or whatever you want to do. It could be $200. It could be even $100, $50 Canadian, but whatever. Let that seed be something you are telling God. God, I'm sowing this seed to this church for a new level, for a new testimony, for great things that you will do. Lord, I want to give an offering today that is more than the ordinary offering I give every Sunday. I want to sow a battle seed to the work of this church. Everybody lift your hands. Father God, I thank you. Today, when it is time for our offering and tithes, touch those 10 people, those 15 people who will give a special seed to you of $1,000 or $500 or $200 or $100 or $50. Touch them and release the anointing for super abundance to them. Let that seed fight every devil in their family. Fight every enemy of cancer. Fight every enemy of untimely death. Fight every enemy of lack of marriage stability. You married once, twice, and yet, even the person you are with now, you are thinking of checking out. I pray that that seed will fight every battle in your life. Thank you, precious Father. I give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let me hear someone shout amen. Come on, let me hear you shout hallelujah. Please bring your friends in the evening, especially people you know need a divine touch. Bring people in the evening, and it's going to be a special time. Thank you.
Somebody shout hallelujah. What a powerful word. Deliverance, deliverance, deliverance. I believe that's what God is doing right now. The word of the Father says to us, it says, he sent his word and he delivered them from all of their destructions. Your breakthrough is happening right now. Tonight, the laces are going to be fully, completely tied. What has happened this morning is the laces have been put in your shoes. Tonight, the knot is going to be tied. It's going to be wrapped up. It's going to be finished. Jesus hung on the cross, but there was a time when he said, it is finished. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man of God, we all have been blessed. If they don't know that they're blessed, I know I've been blessed. Hallelujah. There is a moment in time that you know something happened. Does anybody here have a birthday? You have a birthday? Okay. Your birthday is the day of your manifestation. Yes? I say to people, the birthday was not when I was created. My birthday was when I showed up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have just experienced the experience in the smallest, minutest level. And now the cells are beginning to split, and by tonight you'll be fully formed, because tonight is going to be the night of your birthing. Amen. Do you receive that? You didn't just become a person when you were born. You were a person before you were born. That which God has put inside of you shall not now or ever be aborted. Hallelujah. And the miracle that God has established for you shall not be murdered, shall not be killed. It shall prosper and experience its fullness. Do you receive it? Then say hallelujah to the Lord. Amen. Somebody say manifestation. Say it again, manifestation. One more time, manifestation. Hallelujah. A man of God challenged us to give a special offering today. This is our Mission Sunday. It's that Sunday where we give our regular offering. We also give an offering for missions. The man of God did not say, I'm asking you to give a special offering to me. He said, a special offering for the work that God has called this work to do. Well, we're not going to leave it as that. We have not come to Keg Steakhouse to eat steak and left going to McDonald's to pay. Hello? I mean, if you understand the language. We are not going to come and eat this big, nice steak, balanced meal, and let the man of God go home and say, well, praise the Lord, hallelujah, man of God. No, we're going to be a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You say, are you asking us for three offerings? What was the problem? You have a problem with that? Three stands for what? Past, present, future. Yes? That's why Jesus was in the grave for 3 days. So today we're going to cover all three. Amen? So get ready and release that which God has given to you. That which you want to sow into the life of the man of God. Do we have another basket in the back there? Offering container? Okay, let's do this. That which you are releasing into the hands of the man of God, from you, not from the church, from you, bring it and put it right here. Whatever it is you're giving to the church, you put it over in the baskets. If that's all you're giving today, then do that. Bring it here. Is that all right? Do we understand English? Yes. You want me to speak Ukrainian? Polish, Russian, French? Okay. Over here. Come on, let's do it. And come, Brother James. Thank you, Lord. Have we all done the needful? All right. If you don't have your communion element, please raise your hand so that you can be served quickly. And I'm going to ask, there's a hand there, there's a hand there. Say hand by the cameras. By that camera, center camera. Say hand to the left. Praise the Lord. Mama, can you come, please? When is the service time tonight? 6:30. You got it right.
Rise and same night Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, he broke it and said, this is his body broken for us, because wholeness is being restored to us. So we're going to take a perfect exchange. Jesus is never sick, never broke, never broken, never poor, never sinning. So we're going to receive a perfect exchange. So as you take of this morning, say, I take of the perfection
of
the body of Christ.
Of the body of Christ.
Take and eat.
Amen. The precious blood of Jesus Christ was shed for the remission of sin. The stronghold of sin was destroyed by the precious blood of Jesus. Today, as we take of this cup of blessing, for in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, the blessing of God was released to you and to me. As we take off this cup in remembrance of him, let the healing power of God flow freely. Let curses be eradicated. Let the blessings abound.
Amen.
And may the speed and power that caused Jesus to rise up from the dead, that caused him to ascend into the heavens, may that same grace rest upon you, upon me, upon all of God's people, as we take off this cup, remembering that he is Lord. Amen. Take off the cup and drink. For he is Lord. We'll sing together. For he is Lord, he is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ. Christ is Lord. Sing, He is my Lord.
He is my Lord.
He's my Lord.
He's my Lord.
Amen.
He has risen from the dead, and He's my Lord.
Now my knees shall bow.
Now my knees shall bow, and my tongue confess that Jesus Christ is,
for He is Lord.
He is Lord.
Amen.
He is Lord.
Hallelujah.
He has risen from the dead, and He is Lord.
Every knee
now shall bow.
Every tongue
now confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Every knee shall bow.
Every tongue
now confess
that Jesus Christ is Lord.
One more time, every knee.
Every knee shall now bow.
Every tongue now confess.
Oh, that Jesus Christ is
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When your knees have bowed to Him and you've confessed Him as your Lord, then every knee, when you speak, bows. Then every tongue, when you speak, confesses His Lordship. Sickness and diseases bow when you speak that name, because you have first bowed. Amen? The centurion says, I'm a man under authority. And I say to this one, do this, and it does that. I say, do that, and does that. Because I'm a man under authority. If you're not under authority, the devil will shut you down. But because you've confessed first and foremost, He is my Lord. My knees have bowed. My tongue has confessed. From this day on, when you open your mouth to speak, everything must listen. Visible and invisible. Because God's working power is working in you. Do you receive that?
Yes.
Then shout hallelujah to the Lord. Amen. Well, to those of you who are watching online, we'll cut off from you in a moment, but want to remind you that tonight at 6:30, you need to connect again and experience the everlasting power of God moving mightily through His servant, Archbishop John Praise Daniels. We've been blessed today. If you've been blessed, give a clap offering unto the Lord. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, we have some people on Zoom. Let's just say a quick hello to